More election, yes, go on, you know you want to. We heard from Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys in the last hour debating why they should be the next President of Ireland. You'll get to choose this day next week. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us. Another debate, Paul, how was it for you?
I thought it was really interesting that your invitation to both candidates was to intervene with each other, but that dynamic didn't really happen in the debate. They didn't really engage with each other except for the very end.
Why do you think that was?
I just wonder if it is the case that Heather Humphreys, as a strategy, felt that she's better off now, better placed, talking about herself, who she is, what she wants, and trying to get that message out to the people, rather than engaging Catherine Connolly as she had done on The Week in Politics just last Sunday. So a change of tone there. Another thing I felt that when it comes to sort of the government's record, it's always a difficult one for Heather Humphreys when something like homelessness comes up, when 16,000 people being in emergency accommodation is mentioned, and she tried to punch back on that she went into government to take decisions, that she didn't have the luxury of sitting on the opposition benches, and the counterpunch from Catherine Connolly was that she is very active and it's twice as hard when you don't have the researchers to come up with cogent arguments when the government's got all the resources. So that was sort of interesting. One other point was just both of them were on the back foot in relation to those personal issues. I don't think we got a clear answer in relation to the Shane Farrell public inquiry and why Heather Humphreys didn't do more. She said she made representations with two ministers for justice, but we didn't hear a little bit more on that. And then in relation to that fact-finding mission to Syria with Catherine Connolly, she was saying it's not possible to know who you're with, and the question has to be, well, if you don't know who you're going to be with on the ground, why would you go there? And I think then we also had a different observation on what the presidency would be when you came to talk about President Trump possibly coming here. Heather Humphreys being quite reserved, saying, well, I would meet a head of state. We have to recognise that. That's part of the job. And then Catherine Connolly talking about how Trump is behind genocide. Now, she would no doubt say that if you're funding Israel, if you're passing on the bombs, well, that is the accusation. But in diplomatic terms, is that something that a president should be doing? That's a sort of a question, and both of them have different approaches to that.
There's only two of them. They've had to do lots of one-on-one interviews and lots of debates, apart from the fact that it must be pretty exhausting. Is it helping any of them?
I think it's, well, if you forget about them, for the public, I think it is worthwhile that we do get a sense of scratch to the bottom of it. You get those issues ventilated even once, twice or three times and see if they pivot or change in those arguments themselves. I mean, I think they are wrecked. I see Catherine Connolly, she's heading off down to Kerry Gaeltacht later on today. Heather Humphreys, once again, has been herring around the country. So I think they are really tired at this stage, only 7 days of campaigning to go. But yeah, I do think there's a value in just being able to ask questions, and particularly when you've got something like 45 minutes on this show, to be able to just dig down a little bit deeper.
The poll that came out yesterday that indicated that very big lead for Catherine Connolly. There is a week to go. I know that many people in politics have been talking about the poll being very, it's a much bigger gap than we would have seen in other elections before. It doesn't mean it can't be overtaken, but it does shape things for the next week.
It certainly shaped the narrative. I think that absolutely right. Anyone who is involved in politics, they will never take a single poll and say, well, that means, and extrapolate from it. You're looking at a pattern.
It is part of a trend, though.
Exactly. But the trend has been that Catherine Connolly's been ahead. She's been ahead by 9 or 10 points. And then we had this one, which said that she was ahead by 18 points. So I think that what we have to do is just sort of note the trend, not say that is the election over. And I think from Heather Humphreys' point of view, we saw a pivot here in relation to her communication, how she's tried to talk to the audience. And no doubt that's what she's going to be doing over the next week. Whether it works or not, we'll only find out when the ballots are counted.
Meanwhile, in the rest of politics and the rest of the job that you look after, we've had a budget within the last few weeks, very little big legislation coming before or passing through the Dáil. Is the election taking precedence over everything at the moment?
It is, because if you're looking at next week, the Dáil will not be sitting next Thursday, and there's not going to be any votes next week, and to a certain extent that's a recognition that a political campaign is involved.
Much
it's happening
clear
now
this week for the confidence motion.
Exactly, and that was a choice now of government, but also involved Paddy Tobin. If it didn't happen this week, it would have been happening next week. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald had told her TDs at their last gathering last week, which was that stay in here in Leinster House as little as possible, do your duty, but otherwise get out onto the campaign trail. And that's what all parties are doing.
What are Fianna Fáil doing at the moment?
They are talking among themselves. They are not getting involved in the presidential election campaign. Some have declared. Micheál Martin's declared for Heather Humphreys. MEPs have declared for Heather Humphreys. Bertie Ahern and a former Taoiseach as well. But as a general rule, they're just sitting this one out. And I think that's was one of the interesting things about the polls was that you didn't see Fianna Fáil represented in the last general election, the 21%. We don't see a trend in relation to how it's going. Even on those Jim Gavin 5%, they were split 50-50. There doesn't seem to be a trend in relation to that.
A week to go. Keep going. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. Thank you. 2 minutes to 9.